You Got Your Keys Stuff Being Dramatic by Marv with a V, read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, point of view Matt Murdock, established relationship, boyfriends, Foggy Nelson knows Matt Murdock is Daredevil, blind Matt Murdock, fluff and humor, grumpy Matt Murdock, human disaster Matt Murdock, Foggy Nelson loves Matt Murdock, and Foggy Nelson has patience. Summary, Matt gets defeated by a door lock. Foggy comforts him. He left Foggy sleeping in the bed they shared most nights, or at least on the nights when Foggy wasn't pulling an all-nighter at the office, and on the nights when Matt wasn't patrolling Hell's Kitchen with only his batons and a cacophony of nighttime noise for company. He slid the bedroom door shut noiselessly, retrieving a now familiar suit from an old trunk and moving to the bathroom to change. He smiled and leaned into the soft sounds of his sleeping boyfriend. He liked it when Foggy was like this, when he seemed peaceful rather than on edge, so focused on taking care of clients' needs that he forgot to tend to his own, subsisting almost entirely on caffeine and determination. He needed to take better care of himself. Matt had been pushing for that lately, which was maybe a little hypocritical of him, but because it was done with love and genuine concern, Foggy let him get away with it. Matt stepped out of the bathroom clad in his Daredevil gear. He holstered his batons and moved towards the rooftop access door, pausing a moment to reassure himself that Foggy was still sleeping peacefully. Nodding to himself, he reached for the door handle and turned it. The door, however, didn't budge, and Matt stifled a groan. Foggy had taken to deadlocking the door lately, no matter how often Matt pointed out that a simple lock wouldn't keep any variety of ninja out, whether blind, immortal, or turtle. He sighed and moved to the kitchen, retrieving his keys from a dish he kept on the counter. He returned to the door and slid the key into the lock. It wouldn't turn, and Matt frowned. Maybe he'd turned it the wrong way? He turned it back in the opposite direction, but got the same result. Maybe it was the wrong key, he reasoned, trying to pull it out of the lock to no avail. It was stuck. Matt cursed internally and tried unsuccessfully to tug the key free. He twisted and turned it fruitlessly, quickly growing frustrated as he fought to free the key from the lock. The other keys that hung from the same ring jangled noisily, and Matt wrapped his hand around them, trying to stay quiet so he wouldn't wake Foggy. After 5 minutes of frustrated and fruitless struggling, however, he abandoned that small consideration and took to twisting and yanking on the key ring, but the key remained firmly lodged in the door lock. Matt swore under his breath and registered the sound of a light clicking on overhead. He turned to face Foggy, the key still dangling from the lock behind him. "Are you serious?" said Foggy as Matt flushed guiltily. "I thought someone was breaking in." "The keys are stuck," Matt explained quite unnecessarily. "Why didn't you just go out the front door instead?" asked Foggy, stepping past him to attempt to wrangle the keys free. Matt frowned. "That's not..." "What?" asked Foggy, wrestling with the keys and having about as much success as Matt had. "I can't go out the front door, Foggy," Matt insisted, not sure if he wanted to laugh or cry over the situation he found himself in. It was a bit of a blow to his pride in all honesty. The devil of Hell's Kitchen, the man without fear, defeated by a door lock. Frank Castle would laugh himself stupid if he ever found out. Matt sighed as Foggy continued to struggle with the keys. It was no use. They were well and truly stuck. "Wait," said Foggy with a quickly stifled laugh. "You got your keys stuck being dramatic?" Matt groaned. "Yes? Help, please?" "I'll get the spray," Foggy volunteered, abandoning the keys for the moment and moving to the bathroom. Matt could hear Foggy laughing as he rummaged through the bathroom cupboard in search of the WD-40 spray. He scowled and flung himself on the couch, annoyed. He didn't say a word when Foggy came back and worked the keys loose. Even when Foggy unlocked the door at last and managed to successfully remove the keys, Matt stayed on the couch, pouting in his Daredevil gear. "There," Foggy said triumphantly, opening the door for him. "You can go." Matt folded his arms over his chest and said moodily, "I don't want to now." Foggy laughed and then said sympathetically, "Do you want to come back to bed?" "Fine," Matt grumbled, shutting the door and following Foggy back to the bedroom. He wasn't getting changed again, he decided, flopping on the bed in his gear, a baton digging into his thigh. Foggy gave a soft chuckle and settled on the bed beside him. He eased his fingers under the edge of the mask Matt wore, slipping it gently from his face and pressing a sweet, apologetic kiss to his lips. Matt closed his eyes and let himself be kissed and held close. He didn't get to kick any ass that night, but he did spend some quality time snuggling with his boyfriend. That was just as good. Better, in fact, because it made Foggy happy and Matt liked him best that way. Soft and content, granting him a sweet illusion that all was right with the world. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.